Book of the Sun, featuring Native American flutist, singer, and composer Robert Mirabal, with the string quartet Ethel and the DePauw Chamber Singers led by Christina Berger, will be on stage in DePauw University's Kresge Auditorium Thursday night at 8.
I grew up in a unique educational form. It was traditional form, so what I apply to music kind of has a unique flair to it. It's directly derivative of native music. I wanted to find a musical expression to express some of the things that I felt like were really at the core of my own upbringing. Song, dance, culture, societal understandings, earth, mother, and these different things. You can easily write it down in a book or easily write it down as a lyrical form. However, to do it musically so that it can be uplifted to another level and to be expressed in the way that I wanted to express, I couldn't find people. And finally, my relationship with the string quartet Ethel gave me the opportunity to really enhance what I wanted to say musically.
Ralph Ferris is a founding member of the string quartet Ethel.
The work we do with Robert is at once really, really intense and stimulating and also quite light and fun and truly gorgeous. The music that we make, the presentations, the concerts that we present, everything is built in this idea of Ethel plus something. We are looking for the plus factor that is connecting us to a community wherever we are playing. Robert, he's a dear, dear friend and an amazing collaborator.
Robert Mirabal has some very special ideas for the Music of the Sun.
The whole concept of the show is based around compositions and arrangements that directly relate to the sun, the passage of the sun, how it relates to my culture as farmers, and how it relates to all of us as human beings, our connection to the sun, how it fades in the winter, and all these different thematic ideas were placed in just creating this particular show called Music of the Sun. And the vocal stuff that we do are based on celebration of the sun and the celebratory aspect of one of the pieces that we do is a dance when men and women come together, and it's about this time of the year when the sun begins to fade back into another area of our constellations. And every time there's a choir, it becomes a much more larger and a beautiful experience for the audience.
Christina Berger is the conductor of DePauw's Chamber Singers.
What we have is a lovely sort of syncretism between the harmonic explorations of the Western concert tradition, out of which, of course, the string quartet was born, and this vocal tradition indigenous to this land. In the West, the chorus is, of course, a creation initially of the church. And, of course, we're so accustomed always to singing a lot of sacred music, which offers its own wonders, but the bulk of that is from a Christian tradition. What's lovely with this particular project is that we will be singing sacred music. These are sacred texts. They're of original authorship, but they all reiterate ideas and practices that have long been held sacred in non-patriarchal religions, in earth-centered religions, in pagan religious systems, however one might like to define that.
How have the students reacted to the text?
We just had time to begin reading the scores, so we haven't discussed that yet. But when I walked out of class, one of my students came to me. She just walked up and in passing said, "Good stuff in there."
We've been talking with conductor Christina Berger, Ethel Quartet violinist Ralph Ferris, and Native American composer, singer, and flutist Robert Mirabal. Music of the Sun, featuring the ensembles, and Robert Mirabal will be at DePauw's Kresge Auditorium Thursday evening at 8. For WFIU Arts, I'm George Walker.